Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
Oh, that's right. It is KBN. You are kicking it with us, and it is that time of the week when we always determine if our caller is indeed, are you smarter than Ben Brust? I am Brad Nordman alongside Alex Strofe. No Kyle Wallace. He's enjoying a little well-earned vacation. Ben is out in a different studio waiting for it. And we have the esteemed Greg Matzik from our sister station, WTMJ 620, here to be the guest question for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Greg, welcome on to KBN.
A very big moment here. I'm thrilled to have been invited.
Monumental.
Hey, just a couple of Lancers hanging out in a studio together. What could go wrong with that?
A couple of Lancers. Greg went to Brookfield Central. KBN, you know I went to Brookfield Central. I feel that energy. Brookfield Central, known for being a top academic institution, Greg. So we're going to show Ben a thing or two. Because we were just discussing, could 100 Strofes beat one gorilla? And there's a lot of talk back for it. We won't dive deep into it. But here's what I do know for sure. Ben could not beat one gorilla in Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust. The gorilla would win in Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust.
And we're lucky enough to have a gorilla on the line. A real live gorilla. Is that right,
that's,
Alex?
That's right, Greg. That's right. You got it. Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. All right, who do we got here? We got our contestant?
We have Wade in Bayside. Wade, how you feeling? I mean, Ben's on a two-game win streak. We got to stop that right in its tracks. Are you?
Got to stop it.
Yeah, you feel confident it. That you were going to give Ben his well-earned loss today?
I'll do my best. I'm 1-0, so yeah.
1-0. It's all we can ask for. Let's go ahead and spin it, Strofe.
For those of you who say Ben Brust is an idiot, here's your chance to be proven right. It's time to play. Are you smarter than Ben Brust?
That's right, it is Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, presented by Lakeland University. Here's how you play. 15 questions in 90 seconds to get as many answers correct as you can. You're allowed to say pass, and we will come back to it if you get through the rest. If you beat Ben Brust, stop this winning streak he's on. You're going to win an ESPN Wisconsin prize pack. And again, we've got the esteemed Greg Matzik from 620 WTMJ and former Brookfield Central Lancer asking the questions today. Greg, go ahead and take it away with right. Wade and Bayside.
Wade and Bayside, are you ready to go, Wade?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's count it down here in 3, 2, and 1. Who discovered penicillin?
Pasteur.
What part of the eye controls how much light enters?
Cornea.
What was the first planet?
Retina.
What was the first planet discovered with a telescope?
Venus.
What's the largest U.S. state by area?
Alaska.
What type of tree produces acorns?
Oak.
What is the name of the spacecraft that carried the first humans to the moon?
Apollo 11.
What does DNA stand for?
Say it again.
What does DNA stand for?
Pass.
In which country did the tango dance originate?
Argentina.
What is the term for molten rock after it has erupted from a volcano?
Lava.
Who is the Norse god of thunder?
Thor.
Which chess piece can only move diagonally?
Bishop.
What is the capital of Thailand?
Bangkok.
What is the only bird that can fly backwards? Oh, we are out of time. Do we? Can we
count
to
begin?
Yes,
count to
begin. Hummingbird.
Hummingbird.
Nice.
Right. Got through 13 of the 15 questions.
Pretty good.
And he got 9 of them right.
Yeah,
he got on a roll there.
And I did feel like the questions were just a bit more dialed up from last week. And man, I'll tell you what. There are some mornings I wake up on Tuesday morning a little salty. I'm not the question asker.
Yeah.
But when you got a guy like Greg Matzik,
this is why,
who's silky smooth, who's so good, his pace, his cadence. It's like you do this for a living, Greg. It's like you do this for a living.
Well, I too felt like I got on a roll after a while.
Yeah, you sure did. You sure did. Well, a 9 spot for Wade in Bayside. I'll tell you what, the questions are a little bit harder. I don't think Ben has a chance. I really don't.
These were tough. I think Ben might get the tango dance origination country, if I had to guess.
Yeah, and Ben is walking in the room.
Hey, big guy.
A little bit of a strut of confidence.
He looks good. Fresh cut. Nice polo shirt.
Yeah, we do. Now he's
in all his glory.
Yeah, in all of his glory. He's on a 2-week winning streak. And Ben, you're playing Wade in Bayside. I combined the names right
also
there.
Also known as Bade. No, he's known as Bade in many circles.
Bade at Wayside.
Yeah,
that's right.
And I did have shots fired as we entered the segment. We were talking about 100 strophes versus one gorilla. I made the claim that a gorilla would be able to beat you. And are you smarter than Ben Bruss?
Oh wow.
I know. It was a little bit of a little below the waist.
Wow, that doesn't feel like Brad Norton.
I felt like I need to come clean on it, but I stand by it.
Well, then why'd you come clean?
Guilt, Ben.
I have a feeling that Greg Matzik is probably one of the most elite question askers that we have.
The enunciation is unmatched.
I'm impressed. There are some mornings I'm still salty. I'm not doing this, but then I hear Greg do it. I'm like, yep.
This is why I was fired.
So you were replaced?
Yeah, I gave the answer twice.
In the question.
Oh, well, that'll, yeah.
No, he did it once. And we suspended him for a month. The first time back after suspended he did the same thing.
I did. That's criminal.
Well, all right.
There's high integrity in this game.
I would like to come back, so I'm going to aim not to do that for you, Ben.
Yep.
Most people don't want to come back, and then they try and help me out.
I like this.
All right, Greg.
So you know how the game is played, right? Of course he does. He's a seasoned veteran.
I wonder how many times I've actually played this game.
That would be a crazy stat on yourself.
Well, this is time 17 in 2025.
Yeah, I'd like to go back to the original, the first one I'm saying ever did.
Say we do it 50 times a year.
Yeah. 50 times a year?
Probably do 300 of these?
Probably.
Over 6 years?
Whew. Well, I haven't gotten any smarter.
Well, if this is your first time listening,
self-realization there
of those 315 questions in 90 seconds, get as many answers correct as you can. You're allowed to say pass. We'll come back to you if you get through the rest. If Wade and Bayside beat you, he's going to win a ESPN prize package.
All right, Greg. Here we go, Ben. You ready to go?
Yes, Greg.
He is ready to play. Let's count him down. Strophe in 3, 2, and 1. Who discovered penicillin?
A gorilla.
What part of the eye controls how much light enters?
The retina.
What was the first planet discovered with a telescope?
Mars?
What is the largest U.S. state by area?
Alaska.
What type of tree produces acorns?
An acorn tree?
I knew that was coming.
What is the name of the spacecraft that carried the first humans to the moon?
What was Neil Armstrong on?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right guy.
What does DNA stand for?
Strophe, you're such a douche. Next.
In which country did the tango dance originate?
Oh, man. Mexico?
What is the term for molten rock after it has erupted from a volcano?
Lava.
Who is the Norse god of thunder?
I can picture him.
Oh, yeah?
Strophe, shut up. This is the most talking you've done. It's distracting me. I don't know. Pass.
Which chess piece can only move diagonally?
It's the guy with the... Pass!
What is the capital of Thailand?
Bangkok.
What is the only bird that can fly backwards?
A bat.
That's not a bird.
13 of 15 questions asked, and not enough answered correctly.
No.
Yeah, only 3 correct.
What is the sideways guy? And you know what I was doing?
Of course. Is that Austin Powers?
No.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yes.
In Ivana.
In my experience doing trivia games, the answer to any question involving a planet is Uranus. It's always Uranus.
Always good guess. Was this the answer?
It was the answer.
That was the answer. Now,
the
it may
first
just be
planet
my,
ever seen in a telescope was Uranus?
It may just also be my elementary sense of humor.
Yes, well, that could be too. You have to know the person putting the questions together to sometimes lead you to the answer.
Hang on. No talking. I got to get to the answer because I really want to know some of these.
Yeah. Okay. All right, should we go through it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here
take
we go.
Us away.
Question number 1, who discovered penicillin? That was Alexander Fleming. What part of the eye controls how much light enters? That is the pupil. What was the first planet discovered with a telescope? Say it with me, everybody.
Uranus.
Alaska is the largest U.S. state by area. What type of tree produces acorns? The oak tree.
Acorn tree.
Apollo 11, the name of the spacecraft that carried the first humans to the moon.
Austin Powers.
Yes.
DNA stands for deoxyribonucleic acid.
Nope. Deoxyribonucleic acid.
I was going to say something nucleic. I knew there was something nucleic in there.
I think it's the spell end. Right, too. Argentina is where the tango dance originated on this International Dance Day.
Impressive by Wade to get that one.
Was a good poll. Dancing, of course, a vertical expression of a horizontal desire.
Powerful.
What is the term for the molten rock after it has erupted from a volcano? That is lava, correct, from Ben.
Magma.
Thor is the Norse god of thunder. The bishop is the chess piece that can only move diagonally.
Wait, so what were you doing with your body with the bishop?
Well, it's got a little thing that looks like, you know, on the...
No, the bishop's the horse.
Yeah, it's got a nipple on his head.
But isn't the bishop the horse?
No, that's the knight.
Oof, I don't know chess.
Okay, all right. Bangkok is the capital of Thailand. The hummingbird is the only bird to fly backwards. Two questions we didn't get to here. What body of water separates Saudi Arabia from Africa? That is the Red Sea.
Mm.
How many strings does a standard violin have? The answer is
6.
4.
That's a guitar. You're close.
You're close.
That's a guitar.
There we go. 9 correct from Wade from Bayside.
Good performance from Wade.
Yeah,
he's a smarty pants.
Yeah, Bayside Tiger Wade. Well done.
Mm. Wow.
Is that what Bayside is? Tigers?
So in the show Saved by the Bell, it's the Bayside Tigers.
Oh, wow.
Wait, is Saved by the Bell based in Wisconsin?
No, not at all. It's based in, we think, California.
But Screech was from Port Washington, and then he kind of went haywire.
Yeah, always it was.
He's in jail, I think.
R.I.P.
Oh.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, he died years ago. That's okay.
And on that note, that's Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss, brought to you by Lakeland University.
Greg Batson.
What a pro.
Hey, thanks, guys.
The treat is ours, Greg. The treat is all ours.
I would love to come back. I really enjoyed that. I might just come in here and sit next time.
You're welcome
you
anytime.
Absolutely can come in anytime.
Thank you very much.
And you could also join me for a little tennis at the Princeton Club.
Today?
Not today. But they have it in New Berlin.
I don't know what hand I am. I don't know if I switch hands when I play pickleball. I go left hand to right hand.
Well, then I got you covered.
I got to get this figured out.
And I got to get a strong body and a strong mind while helping support strong communities at the Princeton Club, gearing up for the wedding. And I have a big goal. I know what I want to look like. In order to achieve that, I got to put in the work. But no goal is too big or too small. They provide everything needed with 24/7. They are open. Free childcare with the membership. New equipment coming in all the time. Steam rooms, saunas. They have it all for you at the Princeton Club. So for your better tomorrow, join the Princeton Club. I hate not having my sheet in front of me, but if I had to guess, what did I have next?
Ooh, we had a crazy statement from someone on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Oh, Jim, Matt, and Molly, the Wilde and Tausch takeover across ESPN Wisconsin. This is close to more outrageous than Strofe thinking that 100 Strofes could beat one gorilla. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
The comments were so mean, but they also were kind of funny.
Wait, I didn't see the comments.
They said popcorn back in middle school must have been tough.
Please don't pick me.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Earlier this morning across ESPN Wisconsin, no Jason Wilde or Mark Tauscher, so is the Jim, Matt, and Molly takeover. You can hear Jim, Matt, and Molly 4 to 6 on 100.5 ESPN. And yes, the Milwaukee Bucks play today. Game 5 in Indiana. You can't be the guy playing the song that, like, yesterday. What was the song? How'd it go? It was like,
I will remember you by Sarah McLachlan, yes.
Talking about Giannis and the Bucks, then get hyped for a game that's happening.
What do you mean? Game 5, baby. Bucks in 7. You gotta lose 3 to win in 7.
Bucks in 7.
Just doesn't have the same ring to it. But what's worse than Strofe thinking that he could beat a gorilla if there was 100 of him?
Well, it's worse than that?
Yeah. Is this audio we're about to play from Jim, Matt, and Molly on Wilde and Tausch this morning?
Here's my never going to happen thought, that if you were just operating in a vacuum of without all the other tangible things or intangible things that matter in sports, I would just whether, I don't know, someone from the ownership group or John Horst, someone goes to Giannis and says, hey, man, you're not going to play. It's not worth it. We're not. There's no biscuit worth risking it for tonight.
But like, do you think that Giannis would actually agree to that?
No, that's why I'm saying that this is imaginary, and Giannis would not agree to that. It goes against everything who he is. But the smart thing for the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis is to not play him.
Wow. I mean, there's not a lot of words.
I just wanted to sit for a second. Was that real?
That wasn't AI.
It wasn't Strophe AI.
That was not Strophe AI. That was a real clip.
Come on now. Come on now. What are we doing? Are you? You think it's the smartest idea for the ownership group to go to the best player on the team and the franchise player that, sure, you don't want him to get hurt ever, but if he's trying to protect the trade value of Giannis, you don't come to him right now and basically say, hey, we're giving up. We're shipping you away right before the playoff game of Game 5. And yeah, it's not in his DNA. And yeah, I don't even think that's an imaginary world. That's like the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I would never respect the Bucks organization if that was even proposed in their office. I would never put on another Bucks jersey, shirt, or anything, because that would be the softest, most surrendering type thing you could ever do to a person that has changed your organization, changed the city. It would be embarrassing. It's an embarrassing suggestion
the statement of in a vacuum and it's never going to happen, and then to say this is what they should do. Why even say it at all?
Yeah.
Because it's not even the scenario, and it makes zero sense in any scenario that is real life, which is why I didn't need to go imaginary and it was never going to happen, because why are we saying it then?
Yeah, no amount of qualifiers makes that make any sense at all.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I've listened to it several times now, and I'm still having trouble
with the why,
what the hell he's talking about?
Why was this I like to give Jim the benefit of the doubt, because he will say things sometimes that he truly believes, but will rile some people up.
Mm-hmm.
This one doesn't make any sense at all.
You can't actually believe it. You can't.
Here's where I'm at. I think this could be what he's thinking. The Bucks, 100%, in Jim's mind, this is not me saying this or reporting this, so just in case.
No, this is
I don't
want to
get cut
this
out of context. Jim thinks the Bucks are 100% trading Giannis. That is what Jim thinks when he says this offseason. Therefore, because he views this series as over, it's 3-1, obviously the most impossible deficit to come back from, other than 3-0, in the NBA, in NBA history. He views it as Giannis could possibly maybe get hurt, therefore making his trade value less than it is as the second best player in the world. Therefore, they should go ahead and kill any possible reason he could maybe possibly get hurt in this game. Therefore, he should
add another therefore.
Yeah. Therefore, maybe the Bucks should just say, hey, it's over. I don't get it, man.
Ryan from Iguanago chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line. Even Kyle Wallace thinks that's dumb.
Wow.
That's good.
It would be the most disrespectful way to end someone's career.
The Bucks have no chance in this series, so why is he wrong? That statement right there. It would be so disrespectful to fans, to Giannis, to their own organization, to literally throw in the towel at the end of a potential journey, in which, by the way, even if they do lose, I'm not going to be the front office that says, yes, Giannis, great season. We're after season meetings, come here and talk with Jimmy Haslam and is it Edens or
I don't remember.
Strofe, other governor, not Edens. Lazary. No.
Yeah, Alex Lazary.
And be like, you know what? Thank you. We're trading you.
Yeah.
That would be so stupid, too. You'd be like, yeah, like, we're going to trade you. We're building this entire Deer District area, and you've been a huge part of it. Meanwhile, I did walk in the city of Milwaukee today to go pick something up at a hotel that was built right by Fiserv Forum, and I saw a new concert venue right by Fiserv Forum and say, you know what?
we should move you because we're going to get more butts in seats without the second best player in the world or arguably the best player in the world. We're going to sit you tonight.
Yeah, and not only like the best player in the world, most marketable player in the world because Giannis's disposition, his international reach, everything about him. Even if you pre-decided before this game, said, you know what, the ownership group talked to GM, even if they decided we are trading Giannis this postseason, this would be the biggest slap in the face that you could possibly give to Giannis before his final game as a Buck to say you don't even get the opportunity to like enjoy wearing this jersey one more time. We are telling you by benching you that you're going
to
be
traded. Always like to do this when I think, am I missing something? Is listen to it again. Am I missing something here? Did I miss something? Did I mishear something? This was earlier on Wildy and Tausch. Did you just not listen to me set that up for a good 10 seconds?
I thought I was going to be playing X-Files. I thought you were going to do like a Brian Windhorst thing. Like, why would he say this?
Well, I might do that after this, after I listen to it second time. You know, because this is...
And thought that if you were just operating in a vacuum of without all the other tangible things or intangible things that matter in sports, I would just, whether, I don't know, someone from the ownership group or John Horst, someone goes to Giannis and says, hey, man, you're not going to play. It's not worth it. We're not. There's no biscuit worth risking it for tonight.
No
but
biscuit.
Do you think that Giannis would actually agree to that?
No, that's why I'm saying that this is imaginary, and Giannis would not agree to that. It goes against
everything. Because he's right. Like he knows that this would go against everything Giannis stands for.
He's hesitant to even say it, right? Like the lead up to it, he's just providing all these disclaimers, and he can't believe this.
He doesn't believe. That's why I'm fascinated he said it. Because he doesn't even believe what he's saying. And that's why I'm sad.
But maybe, therefore, I mean, I am struggling here, boys.
Carver's talking text line.
This one makes no sense.
None.
Not even at home either, right? Like, you know, not even, like, it's not like it's at home. I guess that's not why it wouldn't matter. It's not even a slap in the face. It's a kick in the jewels.
Oh, that's so well said. That is so well said.
I'm going to disregard Chris in the 262's first portion.
Hold on. Let me just try to get my arms around this one. Okay, you're down two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. And that's like saying, hey, Tom Brady, why don't you?
Well, the Bucs are kind of down five touchdowns in the fourth quarter. But it's...
It's a good analogy.
Don't grab one of the greatest players ever when they are still alive. Like, the series is not over. I mean, it's over, but it's not over. We are still playing a basketball game tonight.
Yes, there is. Yeah. The ball will be tipped tonight.
Yeah.
And if they win tonight, that means you get game six back on your home floor, right? And then all of a sudden, maybe you're going, oh, 3-2, next game's in Milwaukee. If you win tonight, I'm not saying, but I'm saying there's a chance. To take one of
this
the
is
greatest,
a, but this is this it, is what you're saying is essentially like this is sports.
Yeah.
Giving up on the first round against the Indiana Pacers with the greatest player in the world is one of the most asinine things I've ever heard.
I mean,
is there anything more to this?
No, I think we should stop wasting oxygen.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
To be honest
All
with
right,
you,
it's fair. I'm done. Oxygen back. Hang on one second.
Here we go.
Got absolutely nothing for this one. Other than it's your last day to get Screamin' Sicilian Originals at Piggly Wiggly. $4.99. You know, Screamin' OGs are go $8.99, $9.99, $7.99. $4.99 for original Screamin's at Piggly Wiggly, and it's your last day to do so. So stock up on your favorites. Frozen Pizza Friday was electric at the Brust household. And we had different OG Screamin's. We had the Supreme. We had the Boss Hog. I think I had come back and I was like, this is going to be amazing. Because you know what? I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean. And I'm so sick of having to clean up after dinners during the week. Like, it is. Like, you cook for yourselves. You cook for your kids. Can't wait for you just to make one big thing for the family. Brad, you'll get there one day too.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You know, you have to like feed the kids and then you got to feed yourselves.
That's the process.
Once it's all part of the same meal, I cannot wait for that. But right now in my life, don't want to cook, don't want to clean. I got Screamin' Sicilian right there for me. It will be there for you in your local grocer's freezer. Is Rob Domofsky next? Rob Domofsky dropped the bombshell that the Packers are open to a resolution with Jaire Alexander. Let's hear from Rob on the phone next to Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN. Mm.
Do you wash your shins in the shower? We shower from hair to kneecap. The rest can drip down our legs to our feet.
It doesn't work that way.
No, it does work that
way.
What
does the poll say?
34% don't wash their shins.
That is shockingly low. KBN Nation, you're better than that.
Yeah, it sounds like we have a lot of disgusting human beings on this planet.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Bold, bald, beautiful. ESPN NFL Nation reporter Rob Domofsky on Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
We appreciate Rob Domofsky taking the time to talk with us. Kyle Bruston-Nortman, no Kyle. Rob, no here, Brett out to react to. How you doing?
What's going on, boys?
Not too much. Actually, quite a bit. Strofe thinks 100 Alex Strofes could beat one gorilla.
I agree with that.
What? 100? Have you seen Strofe in person?
Rob.
Yeah, I've seen Strofe. 100 of them? I mean, come on. Like,
thank you, Rob.
100? 100 is a lot, man.
Hit him with the facts.
Rob.
Put it this way. I'd take 75 Ben Bruss and about 85 Brad Nortmans.
Wait,
you would take less Ben's? Take less Ben's to beat the gorilla?
Yeah, you are kind of soft. You were a puncher.
Yeah, that's true. I've never been in a fight before, Rob.
That's what I'm saying.
But Rob, a gorilla can pick up and throw 1,800 pounds. That means it can pick up and throw 10.5 strofes at one time. Its grip can break bones.
You still got 89.5 strofes.
What do you think the 89.5 strophes are going to think when the first 10 get thrown 20 feet
in the air? You know what, guys? You're totally right. Rob didn't break any news today or anything.
Rob Domofsky on Twitter, he said, according to his source, the Packers and Jaire Alexander continue to talk about a possible resolution, which could include reconciliation to where Packers and Alexander have him playing in 2025. After all options on the table, release, trade, or return. I guess where we go, Rob, is... Yep. With the money side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Is this possible without a restructuring?
No. And that's the here's how I would have been able to piece the thing together basically since January to now, talking to people inside the building, outside the building, in Jaire's camp, and so on, is that at the beginning of the offseason, both sides were done with each other, right? Like, the coaches were fed up with the fact that they just didn't know if he was going to play. The GM, same thing. The player, you know, wanted a change of scenery, and that this thing was headed for divorce. You know, Gutekunst does not say things like, yeah, we just want to get something in return for him, like if he's not going to be on our team. Like, that stuff never happens. They don't say things like that, you know, lightly. But as the draft came and went, and there were no trades at least that made sense to the Packers. We don't know if there are actually trades proposed, but they didn't make one, so nothing enticed them. The market then for Jaire, you know, probably dried up a little bit because teams filled their holes in the draft, and the two sides were kind of left looking at each other going, okay, what now? Now, I did report a month or so ago that at that point the Packers had not offered Jaire a restructured contract, and if they had, he wouldn't have taken it. Well, clearly they're talking about something right now, so you would assume that that has to mean that he's at least considering, you know, looking at a restructured deal. There's a number of ways they could do that. That is, you know, the Mason Crosby deal from 2013 when he took a massive pay cut after his really bad year, but they gave him incentives in which he could earn it all back. That's one way to do it. The other way to do it is just say, you know what, you got to take a pay cut and you're not getting any of that back. We are still a long way away from Jaire agreeing to any of that and the Packers presenting anything that he would agree to. But at least at this point right now, both sides might realize they need each other a little more than they thought they did back in January or whenever the season ended.
Well, to follow up on that, Rob, I mean, Goody said pre-draft, with basically every position group. He's like, I think we're good. I like the guys in the room, yeah. You know, et cetera, et cetera. So now that we're talking about the cornerback position, now that those conversations are happening, do you think this reflects that Goody maybe isn't comfortable with his cornerback room and they realizes they need a guy like Jair? Or do you think that Jair is just a would just be a cherry on top of an otherwise room that he's very comfortable with?
I think if there's a room, Brad, that he's not completely comfortable with, it's that one, which part, you know, could play into the fact that they might be more willing to have him back as long as they felt like, you know, this wasn't going to be a repeat of the last 2 years in terms of, you know, playing seven games and missing 10 every year. So, or whatever it's been, I think it's been 7-7 the last 2 years that he's played. So, like, I mean, here's the problem. If you're the Packers, like, he's a good player, maybe even a really good player when he's healthy, but you cannot go into each week or a season not knowing, you know, if you're going to have him or not. And look, I realize anybody could get hurt at any time and you won't know if you're going to have him, but it's a little bit like the Bakhtiari situation where, you know, there's questions about, you know, how hurt is he or can he play? Should he have been playing when he wasn't playing? And, you know, only he and them, you know, have their own, you know, feelings on that. I mean, who knows how hurt he was. I mean, he had a surgery, so you would think he was pretty hurt. But like, they don't want to go into that, into another season, keeping a roster spot and preparing each week to have him and then not have him. So like, they need some assurances that something's going to be different. And I don't know what that is or what that could be. I don't think this has anything to do with, you know, the suspension from 2 years ago or any of that. I think it's purely about if you're going to pay him $17.5 million and he's going to be on your roster, you have to feel like he has a chance to play more than he's played in the last couple of years.
Rob Domofsky, ESPN.com writer and TV star, as you see him on SportsCenter with all the Green Bay Packers news, joining us here on Kyle, Bruston, Nortman. Rob, do you feel as if something were to go the right way for both parties, that he would be welcomed back with open arms amongst his teammates?
I think so.
And coaches?
Yeah, well, let's start with teammates. I think he's really well-liked, Ben. I really do. I mean, he is a fun guy to be around. There's no question about that. You're in the locker room. He's funny. He's outgoing. He likes to have a good time. I think guys like it. Okay, so that's the play. I don't think there's any issue with the players. You know, the coaches, they're the ones that have to deal with the fallout when, you know, a guy, you think he's going to play and you prepare to have him and he doesn't play. So, like, to me, that's where the greatest frustration level, from the way I could sense it, was from the coaches. You know, and again, it, like, how do you know?
Here's my thing, Rob. They were a top 10 defense last year with that scenario. And if you're able to put your mind, I know there's a money component, right? If you're paying a certain amount, you expect a result from somebody. But if you are able to restructure and he's back and it's more incentive based on time on the field, then doesn't that alleviate the stresses of, like, the expectations?
Yeah, if he's willing to do that, you know, but at this point, you know, who knows what he's willing to do and how much he's willing to take off the contract. So those are all questions that at this point, Ben, that we don't have an answer to.
Do you suspect this will take a long time to resolve, or is this like a Jordan Love contract situation last year that this could go through training camp?
I thought it was going to be resolved long before this, Brad. I really did. I thought when, you know, the early stages of free agency, something might happen. But at this point, you know, I don't know what to expect, but I do get the feeling that the fact that both sides have been, you know, are willing to talk and be at the negotiating table, or, you know, however they're discussing things right now, does make me feel like that they could be headed toward a resolution. But I've been down that road before and it has not. So I do think it's a good sign that they are in communication and this isn't just standoff at this point.
Rob Domofsky, real quickly before we let you go, because I know you're running around, as you walk away from the draft in Green Bay, did anything change for you in terms of your expectations for the 2025 Green Bay Packers?
Well, I don't know about expectations, but I think what they did, Ben, was, you know, every time you lose in the playoffs, you look at the team you lost to and say, how can we beat them, right? Like we said it with the 49ers or the Eagles. I don't think they looked at the offseason as in we got to make our team so that it can beat the Eagles. But what I do think they did was look at their team and see how the Eagles beat them and how you have to get better regardless of who you're playing. And that's in two areas offensively, one up front and just having a better offensive line and being able to withstand a defensive front like the Eagles had. And then two, you got to give your quarterback some more weapons. You got to give them some options. You know, we have talked for ever since Devontae Adams walked out that door. They've been telling you they don't need a number one receiver. Well, maybe last year proved they do. And they had to try to do something to address that room. And I think that's where you feel better about this team is that the offensive line and the weapons are there. I still, you know, they lost that game in Philadelphia because the offense put up 10 points, right? Like that's it. Defensively, they were good enough. Special teams, they were good enough. The fumble, obviously, to start the game from Keyshawn Nixon really, really hurt. But they still could have won the game if the offense had lived up. So I think they've accomplished that. They've reshaped the offensive line. We'll see about how happy Elgton Jenkins is playing center or not. We haven't heard from him yet. But I do think they've put some guys in the right places.
How many bold, bald, beautiful Rob Domofskys to take down a gorilla?
Well, I'm one small bald man, so I think it would take a couple hundred.
All right, we need more than 100 for Rob, but yet he still thinks 100 strophes can do it. I'm really crazy. Turned around
young,
right now in this world.
Strophe's young and strong and
strong. Have you seen his 3-cone combine drill?
Well, there's guys
that's
that
gonna be the full charge at those gorillas. Hey, they're gonna be laughing at him.
I don't fall in love with guys because they test well.
Right.
God,
I love Rob. I fall in love with Rob Domofskys because he's got my damn back. I'm like, you two clowns.
So you're saying Strofe's a gamer?
That's what I'm saying. Wow. Forget some guys practice and don't show up on game day. So Strofe's not that one, not that kind of guy.
Well, thank you, Rob. And
yeah,
I'm shocked. I'm less shocked about Jair and more shocked about Strofe. Thank you for your time.
All right, we'll be seeing you.
Thanks,
that's Rob Domofskys of ESPN.
It's so great to hear his voice.
It really is.
It really is. Good to always have him on Kyle Bruss-Norman. It's good to see you at Road America, America's National Park of Speed. Get out of your house. I am one of those. I'm taking just a brisk walk with the dogs and the lady and the kid. It's been amazing. But you can camp out, grill out, enjoy Road America, located conveniently between Green Bay and Milwaukee, close to Madison. Come see a race at the legendary 4-mile, 14-turn road course, where free admission for kids 16 and under is still a thing, with a paying adult at the gate. I tell you what, their concession stand will make you feel like you're at the state fair, because there's literally something for everyone. Spring Vintage Weekend with the SVRA is up May 16th through the 18th. That's right. Coming up in 2 to 3 weeks here, you have some racing at Road America. You come for that experience and stay for the race. Get your tickets at roadamerica.com. Brad has decided that they're going to find out or not find out about the gender. We have an official ruling. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
These hands are not made for fixing anything in a house. I make a phone call and I'm cheap. But I ain't that cheap. I got my guys. Got my handyman. Shout out to Chris. Under the table.
Just like that. Dude's getting audited now.
Yeah. On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Sometimes I'll be driving by and see it in Oak Creek and stop by just for some food. Sometimes I just want that nice, good Swedish meatball. But they have more than that. They have services to provide you a wonderful home, like designing your dream kitchen, assembling an IKEA bedroom, or furniture. They have so many options for planning, delivery, and assembly. Delivery, IKEA delivery, buys you time and energy to do what you want. Assembly, don't want to assemble yourself? IKEA purchases are amazing because they also can have somebody come to you. They partner with TaskRabbit to make sure your everyday life is easier by connecting you with flexible and affordable ways to get your to-dos done, including furniture assembly and mounting. Kitchen design planning, you name it, they have it all. Join the IKEA family program. IKEA at Oak Creek. Check it out. Brad, are you going to find out the gender or what? I'm kind of sick of the, oh, well, Lexi wants to, then I don't want to, then I want to, and Lexi doesn't want to. Brad Nortman, Ben Bruss, Alex Strofe, no Kyle Wallace. What's the dealio, kiddo?
An official memo from the Nortman estate. We are going to wait. We are going to wait till delivery date.
It's worth it.
Honestly, KBN Nation, Ben Brust, ahead of his time father, he has lent me many tricks of the trade down the line. So I appreciate it.
You didn't know you were having a baby girl?
No.
Yeah, they
didn't know. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, so what we were told, well, my therapist told me this. She was brilliant. She said,
this is brilliant. Listen up.
She said, if you are okay, like you have to be okay with it. You have to come together and agree on it. But if you don't want to find out the gender, you can get all the essentials. And then the people that love you most, when they find out boy or girl, you don't think Mama and Daddy Nortman and Mama and Daddy Lexi, parents don't know their last name, don't want to put that out there on the air, aren't going to become like right to the store.
Oh, yeah.
Look, we got the blue or the pink or whatever colors you want for your baby. They're going to do that.
It's brilliant. It's playing chess, really.
The hardest part is preparing for two names.
See, that's where we feel pretty good about our girl names, but the boy names were a little hesitant down. We haven't found one we loved.
Have you tried Baby Tinder?
Yes, we have.
Baby Tinder? Swipe right and swipe left on names, and you both don't know which one you're swiping right on?
Well, we do, but then like a week later, we'll be like, nah, I don't know. I don't really like that one.
I got one for you.
Hit me.
King Nortman.
King Nortman. Well, I would say Prince. Love that.
No, because when you become an adult, you're still Prince then.
Oh, so King will be forever.
Right, you could be King at five.
And yes,
like,
for
those who are King.
You know, people are always coming in and out. Those who love Brad Nortman, yes, he is fostering two children and is expecting their own baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a full household. Luckily, we have an estate.
Cool.
I couldn't help it. We could be more excited. But
I was trying to make you likable. Like fostering two children, having his own child.
I thought that was...
But we have an estate.
That was an attempt at a Brad Nortman wisecrack.
Yeah.
I don't think it landed the way you thought. It
was pompous there.
It wasn't good comedic timing?
No. This was a moment of celebration and appreciation. Then you just... pooped on all of us little people that don't have estates.
Well, thank you for the compliments, Ben. I appreciate it. I ruined it, but thank you.
And then that felt inauthentic as well. No winning right now.
But
no
even
winning.
Though we're waiting, Lexi's still like, oh, I don't know. I'm craving savory food, not sweet. That usually means it's a boy. And I'm carrying my weight here. That might mean it's a girl.
Name Rex from KBN Nation, 800-990-3776. Boy names for the Nortman baby. If it is a boy.
Yeah, we're good on girl. Well, I mean, if you feel strongly about a girl name, go ahead and throw it in the ring. But we feel good about our girl names.
Pierce Nortman?
Pierce. That sounds like a guy.
I have a feeling that Lexi won't want to take a wreck from KBN Nation.
What a story.
It would be a story.
KBN Nation, keep
you have
coming.
The power of naming Brad Nortman's child. 800-990-3776. You have Jesse Nelson and Pablo Iglesias from 4 to 4:30 leading into the Bucks game. And then you have Corey and Wally in Beaver Dam. We're next on 94.5 ESPN for another hour and on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Name Rex, 800-990-3776 in the Carbus Talk and Text Line. Back in 2 minutes.